Yo, yo, is this thing on? Can you hear me? Welcome to the 60-second episode of True to Size. It's only going to be 60 seconds long.
It might only be like 15 seconds long after that intro, to be honest.
You're welcome.
Everyone already stopped listening. What's going on, everyone? And welcome to episode 62 of True to Size. We are a weekly podcast centered around the wild world of sneakers. I will be your host today. My name is Lawrence Hopkins, and I'm joined by the rest of the team at Canada Got Soul. Joel Hernandez.
Yo.
Alvin Martinez.
Yurt.
And we're joined by a couple very special guests.
Very, very special.
We're pleased to be joined by, for the second time, very good friends of the show. First, from the West Coast, the best coast, you'll laugh at his laugh, but just know he'll still come for your neck. Giraffe.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Bars.
Kind of looks a little like me, but no, it's just Cal B.
Buck T.
Cal B, the Buck T.
No.
What's up, bro? How you doing?
Doing good.
Thanks for coming out all the way here just for the episode. I appreciate that.
We got to make it quick. My flights are right out.
We'll be as fast as possible. Thank you once again for coming. And secondly, jack of all trades and the master of fades. Ooh. Killer behind the lens, also a killer of men. Montreal's finest, he's sicker than you. We've got Christopher Chu.
Bars.
Thank you also for driving all the way out here just for the episode. Just know you have to drive all the way back afterwards.
Just as long as you fulfill the rider, I'm good. Where are my green M&Ms?
We've got a good episode. No, sorry. Great episode. Great. It's great.
Great.
We're running behind a little bit, so we're going to have to fly through this like we always say and then never do because there is a basketball game on. Game 5 is on tonight.
Go Raps.
Go Raps. Each of our segments is stacked with stuff to discuss. A lot of people sent in EEEs this week because apparently we messed up Bear last week.
Yep.
And of course, we got to play everyone's favorite game, 21 questions times 2. For both of our guests, and we're going to finish off with a little talk on what it's like being a sneakerhead not from Toronto, because we have two guests not from Toronto. But first, I want to talk about basketball for 1 second. Alvin got excited. I saw him look up.
Basketball.
That's all right. That's pretty good. Because it's game 5 tonight, I just want some like predictions, what you guys think is going to happen. It's funny because we always do this. Well, we're doing it a little bit later this week. It's Thursday. But usually we do it on a Tuesday. We talk about stuff that just happened. And then a week later on Saturday when it comes out, it's completely irrelevant. But anyways, what do you guys think is going to happen tonight? Any hot takes? What do you guys think?
So we're talking about Raptors versus Bucks.
Yeah. Because it's the only basketball.
Uh-huh. Well.
Uh-huh.
I think the Raptors are going to play tough. Well, they have to play fierce defense like they did.
Yeah, they have no choice, especially on the road. Agreed. Yeah. We think Raps take it tonight or what?
I think so.
It's a dub.
Yeah.
It's a dub? You calling it a dub? Calby, are you calling it a dub?
Milwaukee Buck Tees.
I don't know if that's a yes or a no. Joel?
It's a no.
Yes.
Raps
yes,
taking I mean. It? Yeah, it's a yes. I think that if the Raps win tonight, it's Raps in 6. If the Raps lose tonight, it's Bucks in 7.
Huh.
Okay, yeah, I see what you mean.
Because I don't think that we lose tonight and then win game 6 and 7, especially game 7 on the road. Mm. That's my hot take. This is also the first time I ruined your mood. No, we're going to win tonight, though, so it's okay.
Yeah.
I think that... I'm excited to see Giannis because this is the first time really that they've faced any adversity the entire year. Like they haven't lost back. They lost back-to-back games once all year. They've breezed through the first 2 rounds of playoffs. So I'm interested to see how a young team deals with all this pressure.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'll be a good game and we're going to go watch it as soon as this is over.
That's cool.
And now, but second, Alvin.
Fire round.
Thank you for being ready.
We like to start...
An actual thing.
Yeah, something like...
No.
To make the sound effects or something.
No, definitely not. It has to be very sloppy and inconsistent every week.
Fire.
Exactly.
Fire.
We like to start every show with a quick hitting question from you, our listeners. And this week's question comes from Kieran Knightley.
G'day, mate.
An Australian living in London. Because, like I said before, that's the only people who listen to this podcast are Australians who live in London. We are a very niche podcast. G'day. His question is, what's the first sneaker you remember getting that made you a sneakerhead? So I'm sure that we all bought shoes leading up to this, where we are now. But what was the first one that kind of you defined yourself and you're like, yo, I think I've made it. Self-proclaimed sneakerhead. You guys have an answer, or do you want me to go first? Or do you want him to go first?
Him to go first.
All right, yeah. Kieran Knightley. His answer was, mine was the Larry Johnson Cons Aero Jam in the white, teal, and purple. I think he's aging himself a little bit. Yeah. The colorway that his parents bought him when he was about 10. I'm 37 now. Oh, he just aged himself officially. So yeah, 20-some-odd years ago. 27. What is that in French?
27.
mine, I think, was the Space Jam Jordan 11 2009. Because I was, yeah, it's a very Christopher Chu answer, right?
Space Jam.
I was working at Foot Locker. I was getting into the sneaker culture, and that's the very first super hype release that I remember coming out. And I got it, and I like put them on in my like house upstairs, and I was like, yo, these are sick. Like, I just felt the energy flow through my veins. So I'm going to go with those. Like, I felt like I started something, and I did. What about you guys? Who wants to go first? Calby's going first. I'm voluntelling you to go first. Take a breath. Prepare your answer.
Maybe the playoff Jordan 12s.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got them actually here in Toronto when I was a kid. Yeah.
Really?
Whoa. Oh.
And when was
that? Spent all my summer money in one shot. Bam! I'll take those.
So that was the original one, like 1997 or whatever?
Yeah.
Jeez. Damn.
Yes, sir.
OG.
For you still have them?
No. I don't, no. I almost got Jack for them, too.
Like, whoa.
Yeah. Me and my homeboy were wearing them both at the same time, matching our sneakers like cool people do, wearing them out of the store.
And he got jacked?
No, and then I got some dudes like just started following us, like, yeah, chasing us down. They probably thought we had two pairs because we were carrying a bag and wearing those.
Oh, but you were just wearing the shoes you just bought.
Yeah.
Joel, what about you?
I'd probably say like the Black Cat 4s. Mm. I guess that was like prime time when, you know, all the hype started building up. And then to get that with a poster too, that was pretty legit.
Oh, yeah, the poster.
Yeah. Like the last shot. That was the last shot, though.
Let's do Chris. We're just going to go in a circle. Too lazy to actually choose a different order.
I'm not quite sure which shoe it was, but because I was really, really young. Mm-hmm. I think it resembled like a Nike Court. Mm-hmm. And it basically was an all-white shoe, and I remember it had like a baby blue swoosh. Mm-hmm. And then the next year, my parents got me the same shoe, but the swoosh was like red. Mm. And then I just remember saying, oh, I need to get this shoe again, but with a different color swoosh.
Different color.
So without knowing what a sneakerhead is or whatever, I just remember taking note of colors, of swooshes and everything like that.
Yeah.
Joel, you said you did that too with Superstars, didn't you?
Yeah. I did that with Superstars.
Yeah, you were buying like different color Superstars. Colors,
silver stripe, white stripe, red. Green, like all that stuff.
Hmm. You guys are old. It's Alvin.
Like,
I like the red one.
What was the answer? A question?
What was the first sneaker you remember getting that made you a sneakerhead?
I would
say, in your own mind.
Same thing as Joel, the Black Cat 4.
Oh, twinsies.
Yeah.
Why is that?
That was the first one that, like... Well, the first one I purchased while being a sneakerhead was Fire Red 3. But that was like, I think when I purchased the Black Cat 4, it like made me want more.
That was the one that like sparked it.
Yeah. Like I bought the Fire Red 3s. I'm like, dope. Like I love the 3s.
But you didn't intend on it becoming a thing.
Not really. Like I love shoes. Yeah. Like, I didn't intend on buying more shoes. Yeah. I was trying to be smart and responsible. That didn't happen.
Look where we are now.
Exactly. But yeah, definitely the Fire Red 3s. No, it was the Black Cat 4s. For sure.
So it wasn't the first. It was the second. That kind of makes sense.
I get it.
Thank you, Kieran Knightley. Good day. Good night.
Put some shrimp on the barbie.
Mate, get out there. Go see Big Ben and shit, you know?
Take a picture on Big Ben.
Take a picture, a sneaker picture on Big Ben.
Facts.
Please. We actually have a double fist of fire round this week. If Joel, you can do it again.
Fire round.
Thank you. Chris sprung upon us that he has a question he would like to pose.
Bonjour.
To the group. Please say it in anglais, s'il vous plaît.
Of course.
Okay.
So we're all dudes that hang out in sneaker communities, whether it be Toronto, Calgary, Montreal, mm-hmm. and you deal with a lot of the other sneakerheads. I was wondering which characteristic from these sneakerheads kind of permits them to have rights to maybe consider themselves better sneakerheads. Or more OG, or more seasoned, or people that could decide what is right or what is wrong within the sneaker community.
Like, where does one's status stem from?
Yeah.
Essentially. Mm.
Sure, okay. The way you said it's better.
So your dumb question actually was... that's interesting. That's a lot more thought-provoking than I was prepared to do in the fire round.
That's like a discussion.
That's a very big discussion.
We could get discussion in, part one.
We could get into it, though. This is a good...
it's going to go down.
It's probably going to change depending on where you live, too. So it kind of it's on brand for the episode.
Well, a lot of our interactions are on, let's say, social media, and it doesn't necessarily mean that everyone's from one particular city, right?
That's very
so every now and then I'll like read something from another sneakerhead, and I'm like, huh, interesting point of view, and I'm wondering where they like got their courage to voice that type of opinion.
I don't know if it's a specific sneakerhead trait, or I don't know if it's something specific that is earned or given or dawned upon you per se. I just see it as a type of person in general, like someone who's not afraid to think outside the box, who's not afraid to like critically think about it and view both sides and give an answer based on just literally stepping back and not just being in the hype or being in whatever. They're actually able to think about it logically rather than just think about it as a sneakerhead, because a lot of the stuff that we face is very typical, like it's very relatable to everything else. It's if you just take the step back and look at it, you can logically think through things and figure out an opinion based on that. So that's going to be my answer. I don't know what the answer was, to be honest, but that's it. What about you, Cal?
I like your answer.
Yeah?
That's exactly what I was thinking.
You're thinking that too, right?
No.
What do you think? Because if you're asking the question, you must have a thought.
It was more like, okay, so all you three Canada Got Soul boys kind of have similar point of views. That's why you get along within the sneaker community. But who's to say your point of view is right in some situations? Because there's people, of course, that will think differently from you.
Of course.
And they'll think that they're right, right? So who has the final say? And how do you gain that status that you can have a final say in some situations? So is it like more aged sneakerheads can voice their opinions, or
I guess you
whoever
could just
has
say
more,
it's
who's
people
more
who,
experienced
who are I think experience plays a big role, like people who have been in the community and they know what they're talking about based on actual experience rather than just reading or looking at pictures on Instagram. I think experience plays a huge role, especially in something like this where there's so much to know. Like, there's stuff we learn every day, and we do this not for a living, but this is a huge part of our lives.
Yeah.
We do this every week. You guys do it every week in Montreal as well. And Calby does it whenever he, I don't know what he does.
Whenever he's in Montreal or the six.
But like, I think that even just that, we're still learning and we're still trying to grow. So I think the fact that being, I don't know if it's necessarily time, but it's just experience, helping you grow and helping you learn gives you a proper opinion. And I think people just know, okay, this guy's been doing it for X amount of time, or he has this kind of experience. So I think his opinion is valid for that reason. So I guess experience would be my answer.
But like most of the, I'm sorry, not most, but a lot of the sneakerheads that have experience seem to be the saltiest ones as well.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah.
And
for sure.
At that point, I started asking myself, okay, so what caused their experience to take a turn?
I think it's the fact that they're that experienced. Like, I guess if you're referring to older heads who have that strong opinion and are used to being told they're right,
mm-hmm.
and now they're a little bit older, and their opinion isn't well received by the younger crowd.
Yeah.
And they're not used to hearing, this guy doesn't always talk about this guy's old. Yeah, and he's like, don't brush me off. I've been doing this for 30 years. Yeah. Like, it's one of those,
and then,
like, they kind of feel entitled.
Yeah.
Like, it's turning away from the whole part of the culture, and they're just like, no, I know what I'm talking about, and they don't realize how they got there in the first place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I just want to specify that I'm going to taking a dig at any old sneakerheads out there. There are some out there that just are out there to teach, mm-hmm. and those are the ones that I find adapted well to
the
times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then there's the other side that
salt stains everywhere.
You just have to go with it.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can't argue just because, like, the Nike Air is, like, shifted off to the one side of the Jordan 4s, right?
Yeah, Sean Collard.
Yeah, Sean Collard.
Not saying any names. But yeah, like, you know what I mean? You just have to accept it for what it is, right?
Real quick, Sean Collard is one of the good ones. That was a joke, everybody. Just in case, I don't want an EEE, just a lot of swear words from Sean Collard.
What do you mean?
He's one of the very, very good ones at what he does. He's extremely invaluable to the community. Mm. That wasn't a fire round question, but thank you.
Yeah.
Good
question.
It was
the complete opposite. A fire round question, actually. If you would like to submit a fire round question, unlike Chris and like Kieran Knightley, please shoot us a direct message on Instagram or email us at CanadaGotSoul, or just show up and spring it on us when you're on the show.
Yes.
Next up is the CGS and Friends, I guess, picks for the week. Each week, we all pick an upcoming sneaker to analyze, dissect, and give our thoughts on. Then we decide if it's poop, scoop, whoop-de-whoop, or Alvin's trademark phrase.
Buck tee. No, it's cute.
It's a buck tee. I'm going to go first. And you know, if I'm going first, it's because I'm probably pretty excited about my pick. This week, I chose the Nike Adapt BB in the Air Mag colorway for some extremely obvious reasons. For anyone who hasn't listened to the show ever in their life and this is your first episode, I really like Air Mags.
That's because you're lazy. You don't want to tie your
exactly
laziness.
Yeah, honestly, this is the future, and I'm with it. So if you haven't seen the shoe, it's the Nike Adapt BB. So like Chris said, it's the auto-lacing slip-on looking basketball low-cut shoe with the massive Nike swoosh on the side. And what I like that they did with this pair is they made the swoosh all one color rather than the midsole being a contrasting color on the swoosh. It's kind of hard to explain, but if you look at the shoe, you know exactly what I mean. It just makes the shoe look a lot, or the swoosh look a lot more bold because they didn't chop it up and switch the color. And then, yeah, the entire shoe is in the Nike Air Mag gray with the speckled blue, the icy midsole. You've got some colored dots on the heel that are supposed to look like the lights on the Air Mags. The insole is like multicolored. The tongue has the same colored dots. Like, just overall, like a very clean looking shoe. And then obviously it's auto lacing. Obviously it's Air Mag inspired. So obviously I need it. They come out next Wednesday, May 29th. I'm already planning to call in sick to work so I can go line up. And I think retail on Adapt BBs is $500. So pray for me. They are a scoop. Alvin, what was your pick this week?
My pick is the Air Max 97 inspired by the Air Foamposite 1 Royal. These are going to retail for about $180 USD, so that's $500 American.
What?
I'm joking. So basically, it's literally the color of the Foamposite 1. I think the colorway goes beautifully on the Air Max 97s. It doesn't look like Foamposite, like the Royal on the 97, but I thought that'd be a cool touch if they actually put...
Yeah, I can't tell if it is or not, unless it's a smooth posit.
Yeah.
Which I can't really tell.
But I think that, I thought that was a cool thing. If they did it,
if
I don't think
is,
they did.
Yeah.
But honestly, wow.
It's a good looking shoe.
It's a sexy shoe. This is, my voice cracked because I'm so excited about it. this is definitely like a scoop.
Did you see the carbon fiber?
Yes. Like on the
arch,
the middle,
I guess you would call it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a very cool touch. And I like the finish of the blue. It's like matted.
That's
similar to the posit.
The posit.
Yeah. I'd like to see them in person and see if it is, in fact, posit material.
And if they start making like the eggplant, or any of the other colorways of, don't. Or what if they do a galaxy?
Copper.
Oh my god.
Galaxy. Yeah. Galaxy. Galaxy 97s. That'd be pretty cool. Hmm.
Anyway, these are Scoopty. That other word, whoop.
We're not swearing anymore. Are we going to take off the explicit badge on iTunes?
I don't know, because I think we're just going to keep saying buck teeth. That's a pretty bad spell. Oh, okay. So. Yeah.
We already got the explicit badge from that. Speaking of buck teeth, Calby, what's your pick this week?
Jeez, man.
Get on up here and tell us.
Shots fired like that real quick. I picked the Jordan 1 Nike SB Light Bone and Crimson Tint New York to Paris. I mean, it's amazing. I love it.
What more can you say, right?
That's about it. The pink on it is ill. Gray and black and white. You can't go wrong with that ever. Mm-hmm. So,
do you plan on distressing them?
Yes.
You do?
I have it completely planned in my head already.
In what fashion? Are you going to completely distress it? Are you going to do a design? Are you going to do it a little bit so it just peeks through?
They'll be mismatched and...
Ooh.
Yeah.
So you just don't want to spoil it.
Okay. Something going, yeah.
You don't want your fans listening to hear the surprise.
Well, you know, if somebody... post it before me and it looks like I copied Joe Blow the buck tee.
The buck tee.
What color laces are you going to use? Because I think they come with what, three?
I'm mismatching them.
Okay. Okay.
So aggressive, man.
One's going to be black, one's going to be that bright pink.
I fuck with it. Did you like that one better or did you like the LA Chicago better?
I like that one because it's my colors. Like the pink, I can't really pull off like Lakers colors. That's not what I wear. I like the contrast between the Lakers and the Chicago is like
very
super
cool.
Dope.
So yeah. Sick.
Chicago's are obviously super dope, but I don't want to completely remove everything and I'm not messing with the purple and yellow.
Does anyone know the actual inspiration other than them being called NYC to Paris? Is there like a story? Because the only story I could think of without doing any research at all, because I didn't do any research, was the gray I thought might be like NYC pigeon dunks, and then the pink was Paris dunks. I don't know if that's a thing or not. Maybe.
That's pretty cool.
That's the only thing I could think of, and it made me want to shoe more.
Mm. Yeah.
If that's worth anything.
So basically,
if my opinion.
Like, yeah, Paris dunks.
Maybe I just, yeah.
Paris
maybe,
dunks.
Maybe I just increased the value. Ooh. Possibly. Yeah. You're welcome.
I'm selling mine now.
Yeah. Just posted on StockX. Joel, what is your pick? I was going to say how you rate them actually, but you bought them. So
Yeah, I scooped them.
You're a scoop?
Scooped
them bad? A big old scoopty whoop bad? Joel, what's your pick?
Okay, my pick.
Whoa, what is that?
My pick is the Wantu Adidas collabo with Young One. Their Young One sneaker silhouette. It's the, I guess, the popular Japanese graffiti artist. He's got a collection dropping on May 30th. It's about the sneakers. They're pretty dope, man. It's like a black and yellow. It's a black Gore-Tex with yellow hits on it. I would have probably liked to see a little bit more yellow on the midsole and the sole. But yeah, it's got like it's got the speed lacing, technology on it. It's got 3M hits all over. It's a pretty dope looking shoe, man. It drops on the 30th of May along with his collection of like, I think he's got like a tracksuit.
Looks like a soccer jersey.
Yeah, like a soccer jersey. 3M galore everywhere on both, tracksuit and on the shirt. But yeah, the sneakers drop for $180 US.
Same as the phone.
Which is probably like 500 Canadian too.
Ish,
right?
Yeah.
I'd like it better if it had like a yellow W on it.
For Wanto?
Yeah.
Wu-Tang.
For Wu-Tang. I thought for Wanto for the brand. All right. Not to knock, Wanto, good friends of the show there. But it looks a lot like the livestock collection that they did with Adidas.
True.
The Gore-Tex and the yellow. That's what, as soon as
speed
I saw it,
lacing
speed
too,
lacing,
right?
All that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't know who Wanto is, but it seems like they bit a little bit of that from our friends at Livestock. No offense, Wanto, if you're listening to this, come on the show and defend yourself. We'll have you happily. You have to drive yourself here, and we do not pay for accommodations, but you could definitely come out. Next up, final up. Chris Chu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dramatic pause.
My pick is the Nike LD Waffle Sakai.
Sakai.
Yeah. Sakai. Pick your color. I'd like to get both.
True.
Yeah. Yeah. Either that, actually the whole collection that's dropping May 30th is pretty good. Even the Blazers are good. Blazers are going for a crazy amount of money.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That sucks. I like those.
Right now, like before release, they're at like 2,000. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Versus the LD Waffles are more affordable, like in the 500, 600 range. Oh,
that's pretty reasonable.
So that's all right.
Yeah.
But yeah, I dabble in the buying the resells sometimes.
Yeah,
so.
Just a little bit, right?
Just to keep in mind.
Yeah. I don't know if this makes me sound uncultured and ignorant, but what is Sakai?
Or who?
Or where?
Yeah, does so anybody know? It comes, I don't know. I just like the shoe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's very hyped.
Yeah, it's very hyped, so I assumed it was like some sort of brand or streetwear, but I have never heard of Sakai.
I think it'll just increase my street cred. You know?
Yeah, I think you'll... Yeah. I think you'll make more friends, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Get more likes. Follow me. You know?
That's it. But no one can see the likes. So does it really matter anymore?
I can. Cal, can you see them? Too. Yeah.
Oh, you can still see them?
We're no bucktees.
What? Calby can still see your likes because he's on an iPhone 4S.
Oh.
Plus, doggy.
It's two times better.
Oh, boy. Let's keep this podcast moving. Next up is This Week in Kicks. Now is the part of the show where we discuss the current headlines and happenings in the world of sneakers. First up, some Adidas news. Did you guys see the silent drop of the Yeezy V2 glow-in-the-dark?
I did.
Too late.
A couple days ago. You saw it too late? So I was texted at 11:55. Like, yo, they're coming out at midnight. And I was like, don't care. No offense. This is probably the best one in a long time, though. I will give it that. All glow in the dark on the 350 V2 is very cool. But yeah, they dropped on Yeezy Supply and Adidas.ca at midnight, silently, but a lot of people apparently knew because they all sold out. Early, which is kind of cool. So the official release is actually this weekend on May 25th. So if you were able to secure it on whatever day that was, Tuesday, you got them, what? If they came in tomorrow or today, 3 days early, you can flex on the gram and get some likes like Chris does. But yeah, what do you guys think about this whole silent drop business? You guys mess with it? It would kind of annoy me if I wanted the shoe.
Uh-huh. But yeah, but it doesn't mean that they necessarily took from the stock that's releasing this Saturday, right?
No, for sure. But it would definitely... take away your if that is the Yeezy Supply drop and that is the Adidas.ca drop,
gotcha,
then you kind of get I don't know if it is but then or not, but
maybe it reduces the amount of people that will be trying at the same time you will.
That's
on Saturday
true. It spreads
right?
it out yeah. But you could have been one of the ones trying on Tuesday. It goes both ways, I guess. Yeah. I think I would still be I wouldn't be annoyed, like I wouldn't be mad. I would just be like, darn it. Like slap my knee and then try on Saturday kind of thing.
The sneaker app does that though, no?
Do they? I don't know. We don't have that.
Oh, sneakers app. Yeah, drops it like surprise drops every now and then. Always like it's very strategically dropped. Yeah.
So it's not super surprising. Yeah. It's kind of like you can guess it.
Like when it's a collabo with a music artist. During the Grammys, everyone's
Travis
on there.
Scott ones. Yeah. So it's strategic. It's not as silent as it could be. It's randomly on a Tuesday.
On
night
his
at
birthday,
midnight.
Something like that. Yeah.
But yeah, do you care? Do you mess with it? Are you down with it? I kind of like it. At the same time, if I wanted it, I would probably be annoyed. So I guess it goes both ways.
I think it depends on how much I want the shoe. If it's something that I'm dying to get and, like I miss it, then I'm like, ugh, there goes another chance.
Yeah.
But then I like all my eggs in one basket for that one drop.
True.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
If I'm saving up my money for a shoe, like let me know when it comes out. Because I could be sitting there with my, you know, 300 whatever dollars it costs in my pocket ready to go, and then you drop it at midnight and I have a job, so I don't get it.
So you're sleeping.
And now all of a sudden, like, I got to go pay 500 for it on StockX. So
you don't like it. Unless you were to get it, then you'd be the most happy person in the world.
Yeah, so, and I'd be tired for work in the morning.
That's fine. Yeah. You saved resale.
Flexing on all your colleagues.
Yes. Yeah. Flex on everybody
take this
at work.
Wanda, what the?
Stupid Wanda. I got these 2 days early, you idiot.
Buck tea.
There it is. I don't even need a soundboard. I can just like point to you and you'll just make a noise. Next up, New Balance Canada had a massive Kawhi billboard. Has, I think it's still there in Yonge Dundas Square. Did you guys go see it today while you were here?
We didn't.
You didn't.
We went to go see the other gigantic Kawhi poster.
The other one. We'll get to your time in Toronto. I think we'll just have a little session of what you guys think of the city right now. Because it's been a while since you guys have been here, right?
Yeah.
A couple months.
Last week.
6 months. Yeah. It's been a while. You were here last week?
I was here last week. Yeah. Secret drop.
Oh, shit.
Chris was a secret
Chris
drop.
Chris dropped secretly. Okay. Anyways. So, yeah, at Yonge Dundas Square, there is a massive Kawhi billboard with New Balance Canada, and it says, fun guy, and then there's a huge picture of Kawhi Leonard's face wearing a fun guy shirt. Not to be mistaken with fungi, like the bacteria. Fun guy, two words. But yeah, and they also held an Instagram contest. So the first, I think it was 5 people to take a selfie with it and post it on Instagram got one of those free fun guy shirts. And yes, yours truly was one of the first 5.
Nice!
Made it. I was at work in Scarborough and I saw it and I was like, fuck it, I'm just going to go. drove all the way downtown, took a dumbass selfie in the middle of Ribfest, and I got a free t-shirt. Yeah, it was Ribfest. So there was a bunch of people watching this idiot take a picture with a billboard.
Trying to act like he doesn't take selfies all the time.
Not at Ribfest. It's secret. They're secret in mirrors.
They're in his bedroom.
Yeah, they're in prepped. Yeah, they're playing
with the filter, lighting, Snapchat filter.
All that stuff, man. With the girl, yeah, the girl Snapchat filter.
Baby face.
Yeah, baby face. Like all that stuff. That's how I spend my time. When I'm not out with you guys, I'm at home just playing with filters. Just see my camera roll. It's disgusting. But anyways, back to what we were talking about. They were also doing other Instagram contests. Did you guys catch any of the ones they did? Like, speaking of silent drops, you guys didn't see any of them? Like, on random posts, so say there's like a Kawhi Leonard fan page, during the game, New Balance Canada would literally just comment on their most recent picture and say, first 5 people to reply to this comment get a free t-shirt.
Oh my gosh.
In the middle of the game. Like, I think
saw
it was
them
last
too
week.
Late, but
oh,
I
yeah,
saw
you
them.
Saw it, right? Ah. Just super random, super cool. I like the guerrilla marketing tactic they're going with that.
Very cool.
They've been replying to a lot of people on Instagram. They've been commenting a lot of stuff. Like, very.
New Balance Canada.
New Balance Canada.
Not the Hoops one. NB
no,
Hoops.
Not no, not NB Hoops. No. Okay. The very local one. Shout out to our friends at New Balance Canada. Yeah, I think it's really cool to have a brand interact with their consumer in that direct form.
So. Us three, when we went out today, we were all rocking New Balance.
So I saw that.
It might be working.
Yeah. It's pretty dope. I mean,
let's go, Kawhi.
He's a bandwagon fan over here. This is a Lakers fan.
Kobe doesn't play anymore. LeBron plays for the Lakers.
True. So your allegiance is switched.
Let's go
Raptors. Next up, the Air Jordan 1 SP Air Gina. Did you guys see this? Anybody?
Yes.
Crickets. Somebody saw it. Okay.
Yeah.
So Shoe Palace and Jordan are teamed up on an Air Jordan 1, which is obviously big because, yeah, that's new, right? No one does that anymore. On the dubbed Air Gina. So Gina is a regular customer at Shoe Palace, I think in the Bay Area. And she is like 80 years old, a teacher, and wears like J's and streetwear and like sportswear to teach her kids. So obviously Shoe Palace noticed her coming in and buying all these releases and being old enough. Mm-hmm. And she got a collab out of it. So hey, that gives us hope, right? Just spending a lot of money can get you a collab, apparently.
And we're hella old.
And we're also hella old. we're getting there. We just got to get a little bit older. But yeah, so she got a Jordan 1. It's a black and red Jordan 1. It comes in a lunchbox that looks like a Jordan 1, which is absolutely sick.
Nice.
There's a hang tag, and it's an apple with a Jumpman in the middle. And then the insole has her face, but like styled like the Mars Blackman logo on it.
Yeah.
So to purchase the shoe, which is releasing at all the Shoe Palace locations across the USA, you need to fill out a Scantron quiz.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because she's a teacher, and it's like cool. It's sneaker knowledge testing.
Nice.
I guess if you pass, you are able to buy it. I can't imagine the people who fail it, and they would just feel like, shit.
Yeah.
That would suck.
They should do that for all hype releases.
They really should. Like, have you seen places, like, specifically for SBs, when hyped SBs come out, they say, oh, you got to do a kickflip, you got to do an ollie, or there was that story, you had to make a free throw to be able to buy it. Like, I think that kind of stuff is, it could piss a lot of people off, but it's also very cool at the same time.
But what, what if it's a new sneakerhead that wants to get into the game and doesn't necessarily have the knowledge yet?
Mm-hmm. Learn how then to shoot a free throw.
I know, but like even like the yeah, test the quiz, or whatever, yeah. that might dissuade a new.
I mean,
a good one from becoming great.
A good one. He could have been one of the good ones.
Yeah,
but I rebuttal that with if you are really a good one, though, that's not going to discourage you.
No, but like you learn. Let's say you're a kid, you're young,
you would go learn.
You start reading. You just started reading, but you don't have all the knowledge. And there's one question about like an OG shoe that you've never seen before.
I would hope.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I would hope that Shoe Palace employees or management or whatever would see it's some young kid and be like, okay. Yeah.
If they have a hands-on thing. Yeah, exactly. Okay, cool.
It's very, like, I don't think they're going to send it out and you have to bring it in completed kind of thing. Yeah.
You idiot. Fuck team.
I would hope that they would have a little bit of compassion for that kind of situation.
Yeah, okay. I see that.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, since they're so involved in this release, I have to imagine that, they pay attention to everything. Exactly. Yeah. That's cool.
But this is very cool. I like this. They should do more of this. It's not a silent drop. Just a little bit of knowledge you got to know.
It's cool, man.
Yeah.
I'm assuming the knowledge is basic enough that even a beginner / amateur would not have a problem with it.
We should get a copy of that
test. We should try and get a copy of it.
Yeah.
We really should. Did any of us end up doing that sneakerhead quiz? Remember to be the, what was it, Sneaker Master or whatever the hell it was called? Did you do it?
Yeah.
How'd you do?
I passed.
Okay.
So I'm on this podcast.
53%.
Yeah, I got enough to apply.
Oh, I think
you had to get like 80%.
Oh, wow.
I hit 80.
80 on the dot. 80.1.
Yep.
But you did not win, I guess, because you're still here.
Correct.
Or you did win and you just didn't tell us and you have the lifetime supply of sneakers.
I actually just came back from Paris.
New York to Paris. Like Cali's shoes.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh, nice. Resale value just went up again.
We're good at this. I think we could do this SP Gina quiz. We should get our hands on it if we can. I'm sure it'll end up online. We'll try and do it on a podcast one day. Next up, final up, Jordan X Fortnite. Does anyone here play Fortnite? Okay, good.
Where's Jomar?
I was gonna ask you guys to leave if you did. Jomar plays it, right?
Yeah, and he got the
skin.
Yeah.
Can you explain it then? Because I don't
have no idea.
Yeah, I was gonna say I don't know.
I just saw it on his email. Came up on my phone.
Oh, you got the email.
$35. What the?
Can you resell that
for digital shoes?
I don't know. You're gonna have to ask him what it is.
Yeah, we should ask him afterwards.
It was $35.
But it was $35.
And he paid it. On your card?
No. On, I guess, his grandma's card.
Oh, smart kid.
Yeah, because it happened while I was already at work.
Oh.
Oh, he's so smart.
Please. Lola, please.
Would you have authorized it?
No.
No?
He asked me all the time. I was like, nope.
No, but this is Jordan one, though.
This is Jordan.
Yeah,
he's trying to be Jordan in the culture. One, though.
I'm trying to push him away.
From Jordan?
From the DS, like, or the Switch.
On DS.
He's So this is not like helping at all. Thanks, Jordan.
So for our limited knowledge of Fortnite and our maximum knowledge of Jordan, this is what I got from the situation. They collabed on a skin. I guess you had to pay for it. I didn't know that part. Yeah, so thank you, Jomar, for the info. $35 Canadian is what it cost.
Yeah.
And it was exclusive for Fortnite, obviously, because I don't think a Call of Duty guy would be wearing SBs. But yeah, they're helping promote the AJ1 SB Defiant this weekend. So the characters are wearing, I don't know if there's more than one skin or not. We'll have to dive deeper into the research with Jomar afterwards.
Yeah.
But I saw just like a quick video and one of them was wearing the Calbee Air Jordan 1 SB.
Mm.
The other one was wearing.
I like that.
With the one marinade.
The Calbee.
With the mismatch.
Value went down.
And then the other one in the Chicago LA one. Jeez, you're not good at it. Just let us keep talking about it. We got you. We'll get it back up there. We got a couple more segments that we can bring it up in. It's been every segment so far. But yeah, so I think it's kind of cool. It's a cool collab. It's smart for Jordan Brand, obviously. Fortnite's like the biggest thing in the world right now. They were in Avengers. Like, sorry if you didn't see it. Like, it's not a spoiler.
What?
If you didn't watch
it.
Oh, not Fortnite. You're not going to watch it anymore?
What?
Yeah. They were in Avengers.
I Thor. Almost bought it today at the Asian mall.
Fortnite?
No. Avengers Endgame.
Oh. For what? Like $2.99?
Copyright infringement.
I don't know. These guys just like hustled me along and wouldn't let me go back and get it.
Yeah. I think it's on IPTV actually, so you guys can watch it. There you go.
I'll watch it today.
Yeah. It's not HD. This is a side note. It's in standard definition, but it's there. I saw it. Anywho, previously in Kicks, this is the part of the show where we review our latest pickups and recap the latest happenings in our sneaker lives. I guess we'll hand it over to our guests. Chris, did you have any pickups this last week?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Yes. Oh, me, oh, my. Of course you did. What did you get? If you're not prepared to say
yeah,
that's
okay.
Fine.
So,
well, this is going to air on Saturday, so
yeah.
If your post will be up by
no,
then.
No, that's fine. I got the last week, huh?
Huh?
Yeah. Well, I went
so, so French.
I got Travis.
No.
AJ1 Travis.
Yeah, yeah,
Cactus
yeah.
Jack.
Oh, I knew about that one. Yeah. You told me about
that. I thought he was about to say
no, no. Like, this is the Lowe's. This is the one that I got this week.
This is the another
oh,
one.
My God.
The one that I scored off sneakers app.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Congrats.
Nice.
It's a big day.
And also, can I? It, this is not a sneaker, but I picked something up today.
Please.
Yeah.
It's a Travis Scott Houston.
Oh, you bought the new
Astros
era fitted?
Yeah.
Oh, the
from,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
From our good friends at
OD Toronto.
Nice.
OD, OD. Bam, 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 bam.
Whatever.
Fire.
OD.
Fire out.
I think I have that one somewhere.
There you go. Yeah.
Every time we say OD Toronto, we have to use the air horn.
OD Toronto.
Sorry, I'm not.
Oh, what the?
I literally closed it as soon as I said that. Try again.
OD Toronto.
Just kidding.
What?
So what? You bought the hat.
I bought the hat.
So now you have the whole fit. Did you get any of the clothing?
Yeah, I got the underwear and the
his used underwear.
He signed it.
His Calvin's. I think he's a Calvin Klein.
Throw it to me.
So you got you have two of the shoes now.
Yes, sir.
So that's ignorant already.
Yes.
And then you bought the hat.
I bought the hat.
And do you have any of the Jordan apparel? Do you care for it or?
I do care for it. Like, I like it a lot.
I like the shorts.
But cool. I like the joggers.
Mm-hmm.
They're dope. Like, yeah. The placement of the swoosh is cool.
Yep.
But I don't see myself wearing the apparel with the sneakers.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
Right?
No
and
way.
Then I don't see myself wearing the apparel with another pair of sneakers. Like, it doesn't make sense, right?
Also, unless it's like, I guess that's very true.
But yeah. I could pull off the hat with the sneakers without it being too matchy.
Yeah, it's
matchy.
Far enough away. It's like, what,
yeah,
five?
Yeah, yeah.
Four feet three. About 4 feet apart.
Four feet four when I'm in Gorge. What?
4 foot four and a half on your tippy toes. Anything else? Because that's already a lot.
We'll leave it at that.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
We got to wait for the posts.
Yeah.
We'll just
yeah.
show up randomly on a Sunday night.
I got it. Oh, no. It's cool.
Calby, I know we already talked about it, but what did you pick up?
I got the NYC Paris. Jordan 1 Nike SB.
The Calby Dunks.
I got the light crimson Jordan 1s with the tumble leather.
The black and pink, right?
Yeah.
And
that's it for Kicks.
And that was just today, right?
Yeah.
Jeez, you've been here for one day and bought two shoes.
Yeah.
And,
well, yeah.
And what else?
Like that.
And what do you mean and? What else did you get? Oh, yeah, you bought something.
Some swag.
OD Toronto. Bah, 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 bah!
I was ready that time.
I hit the steal of the day and got the Supreme Soup Bowl set for $60.
I think that's what I paid for mine on Kijiji, but it was used.
Oh,
like ramen used?
At a pho restaurant. No, I'm just kidding.
What?
It was new. And, that's a good deal, though. It's a really good deal.
Yeah, I've been looking for it, actually. So I walked straight in the store and didn't look at anything and pointed at my phone and said, "Do you have this?"
You were that guy?
Yeah.
You were a buck tea?
Yes, I said, no.
Buck tea.
Was not a buck tee.
And then he was like, "Can you take a picture of me holding it in front of the Kawhi thing?
Can you take a picture of me with the bear? Can you take a picture of me with the Kawhi thing? Can you take a picture of me with Shaheen?"
Yeah, we did do that.
Were you there? He wasn't there, yo. He's creeping the stories, wishing he was there.
I was so salty. I'm not even gonna lie.
He's like, "I'm liking photos." Right, so take that.
Mute. Fuck all, yo. I had to work. I'm a big boy now.
Yo, I think you lost a follower, Cal.
I did.
I unfollowed you from my personal and Canada Got Soul, actually.
Yeah.
That's your loss. You can't see my photos anymore. I haven't posted in like 3
weeks. We can see your likes.
Ooh, we can see your likes.
You can see it too?
Yeah.
Oh man. Yeah,
Instagram thought they were blocking Canada, they blocked Toronto. Yeah. They forgot that the country is huge.
With good reason, to be honest, let's be real.
Yeah.
Anyways. Is that all you picked up? Is you guys both had long
got
lists.
Got a reigning champ, Toronto.
Oh my
flagship
goodness.
Tea.
Nice, yeah. Very cool. Yeah. Shout out to friends of the show, reigning champ. Uh-huh. Hit us up, yeah. Please.
Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead, please.
I got a box from Foot Locker.
Oh, yeah, I did see that. It's like a kit.
It's a crepe protect kit. Mm-hmm. So it's a big box with four compartments that slide out. In one compartment, you got the wipes, right? And then there's another compartment. You have like a, it's like a pill. Looks like a pill. It's a deodorizer.
Oh, I saw that.
Okay.
Then in the other box, you have like the cure solution with the premium brush. And in the other box compartment, you have like a microfiber towel with a suede eraser.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice. Yeah, nice.
So they had all of that. And I think it's because, when does this episode launch?
Saturday.
So is that sneaker by the time you guys listen to this, it's sneaker cleaning day.
I think they're trying to do a new holiday.
They actually, they're setting up a new holiday for sneakers. And it's cool because it's Foot Locker Canada that came up with this holiday. So it's really big for Canada.
Shout out to Foot Locker Canada.
Should have put it on a weekday.
Why?
So you don't have to work.
So you don't have to go to work, bro. What do you mean? Holidays on the weekend.
Time and a half.
No good. Yeah.
Just like Air Max Day. I think we got time and a half on Air Max Day. Uh-huh. That was
you
good.
Did it? Yeah.
I don't even know if I had a job on Air Max Day. I'm not even going to lie. I just want to point this out. I didn't realize it until right now, but Chris isn't even sitting on a chair. Bro, you didn't
No,
want
I'm
chair.
Crouching like Kawhi.
He's literally doing like a Kawhi
I'm
crouch.
Like looking at the shot.
On top of like a cupboard or like a shelf. I didn't even realize it until now. You didn't move. I would have been so fidgety. I'm proud of you. Did you guys get any shoes this week? Yeah, see, we're
negative.
Boring. Nothing, right? We did get a very nice care package. Hand-delivered. Worth more by Mr. Christopher Chu from OG Squad Clothing, correct? Mm-hmm. They sent us five. Oh, my
five.
Lord. I don't even have that many shoes. That was good. Damn.
That was good.
But yeah, they sent us some display boxes. So they're your typical, they look like your typical acrylic display box, like a drop front. Mm-hmm. But the cool thing about these ones is that they're actually collapsible. Mm-hmm. So first of all, they're extremely clear, which sounds arbitrary, but it's not that common to find a super clear acrylic box that you can see through really well. And they're collapsible, so you can take it completely apart and fold it down, and it gets shipped to you in like a 3-inch fucking tall box, and you open it and you just put it together yourself like IKEA. But it's cool. It's a good idea. And they're massive, so you can fit shoes standing up, which also is very rare. So if you have shoes that you don't want to stuff together like in a shoebox, you can have them sitting up there, displayed all nice. So thank you to OG Squad Clothing. They also have an apparel line. So definitely check them out. Centered out of Montreal. Not a coincidence, right? Montreal?
Yeah.
Okay. You looked at me funny, so I wasn't sure.
I always look at you funny. Yes, you
I just look funny. Can you just unplug his mic and just don't even tell him? Just give him like an empty paper towel roll and tell him it's a mic.
Still gonna hear it.
So no other pickups, right? That was it for everybody. That was a good lengthy segment there. Errors, edits, and e-messages. We're pretty smart guys, but from time to time, we make mistakes. So if you catch us slipping, hit us in the DM, and we will let the world know that we goofed. Good amount of things this week. First up from good buddy, friend of the show, Mr. Ryan Swanger.
Hey.
He says, Mr. Lawrence claimed that people were being paid a $700 bill for Travis Scott's. I know Canada is different than the US, but I'm not aware of the existence of said currency. Thank you for that very constructive
Yo,
comment.
Hey, Ryan.
That's a Calby comment. That's why you guys are friends. Shout out to Ryan. I saw him last week. He was in town for 12 hours. And we hung out. Yeah, we hung out and watched the game with a good friend, Meredith Hardy. And we lost. So I'm never watching a game with Ryan Swanger again. Next up, Sneaker Life husband, also a very good friend of the show.
Hey, we saw him today.
Oh, we just ate
Aaron.
Yeah, there chicken go. There, man. Yeah, waffles.
The chicken man, yeah.
Chicken. Dirty bird.
Chicken man dem. He says, it's because we aired this episode, I guess, last Saturday. We recorded it last Tuesday. So it was the day day and a half after the shot, as it will be dubbed. And he said, it's kind of funny how your mood was during the episode after that dramatic Game 7 win. Wonder what it'll be like after Sunday for your Tuesday recording session. First of all, it's Thursday, Aaron. E-E-E-T-U. but yeah, it's because we lost the first two games. Yeah. And then he listened to it and he's like, these guys are so excited. Mm-hmm. And it's like we're living in the past. It's kind of weird dynamic going on.
Yeah.
But how do you guys feel? Because he said it'll be interesting to see how you feel. You guys feel confident? You guys still feel kind of tentative about the series? Impartial? I'm excited for tonight.
I like to see those guys back up Kawhi, so that was nice. I'm now confident.
Yeah, because that was the thing.
The rest of the team was putting it together.
Mm. Agreed.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't look afraid, which is a good thing. Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, if you flash back to 2016, we were in the exact same position against the Cavs. Mm-hmm. We lost 2 on the road. We won the 2 at home. We were tied 2-2 in the Eastern Conference Final. And I still felt zero confidence. Like, we were going up against LeBron, and I was like, we're not going to win, guys. Like, we won 2 games. It felt like by fluke. But now I just feel so confident that we can win tonight and then bring it home on Saturday. And Calby's going to be out in Jurassic Park with his Milwaukee Buck Tees sign.
Woo-woo, Milwaukee Buck Tees, up yours.
And he's just going to be, like, super Toronto and just get, like, arrested or something. It's going to be good. So that's how we feel, Aaron. See, now his comment was in the past, and now we feel good. If this was after the first two games, I'd feel like shit.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Anyways, next up from Kicks Fam, also a good friend of the show, has been part of EE many times, the fam with Kicks. Mm-hmm. So this is in regards to our main discussion topic last week about hype. That was last week, right?
Yep.
So he says, lots of ways to define hype, but basically nowadays it's intertwined with resell, which I think we can all agree with. So hype is driven by resale, or is resale driven by hype? It's kind of like a chicken and the egg scenario there. He says, IMO, if something has no resale value, kids call them bricks. So I agree that OG sneakerheads are bowing out of the game and only copping 2 releases per year. But now it's not 2 more young sneakerheads. It's 2 more hype beasts popping up in their place. Kicks fam, how old are you? Because this sounds like a very, like Christopher Chu talked about, the older sneakerhead. I'm just curious to know. Most of the time, they don't even wear the shoes. They're just buying them for a flex post. Shoes are now strictly a commodity to them. Collecting is now investing, which is a fact. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you can even hate on that because it's just a fact now. How do you guys feel about that comment? Thank you, KicksFam, for the message.
Which comment?
This, whatever he just said, everything.
Well, I like the people who can mix a bit of both.
Mm-hmm.
Or that, like, if you're only into the reselling, then as long as you own up to it, I have no issues with that.
Yeah.
Or if you're only about being OG, then own up to it. But then just because you're doing it one way doesn't mean the other way is wrong, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Because I like to mix both.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm having fun, so.
And it fuels one side of it too, right?
Oh, yeah,
go
totally.
Both ways, yeah. Like, you can resell so you can buy the OG shit or like whatever it is, right?
Weed's legal. Why don't you just sell sneakers?
Because that made sense.
You can't sell weed no more.
Oh, okay, that's what you're getting at. You can't sell weed anymore. But sneakers are also legal.
Yeah, but you can still sell them.
Yes.
There's no aftermarket for weed, but there's an aftermarket for weed. Yeah. Sneakers. I don't know why we're trying to make sense out of this.
Anyways, another comment from very good friend of the show, Phil Ugly Pie, from 306, actually.
Wow.
He runs upstairs at 306. So if you guys ever go to those sessions with Myo Detox upstairs at 306, he's the one who runs that space. I keep saying owns. Feels like he owns it. He says, this is a very old man thing to say, the shoe measuring thing that we called it last week, I think is what we dubbed it, is called a Brannick device. Did you know that?
I did.
Wow. You're
I'm
pretty sure you guys are both the old age.
Testing our listeners to see if they actually knew what it was called, because I knew someone would call us that.
And only Phil. The oldest listener.
Oh, it's the Brannick device, but you don't know.
Thank you, Phil, for listening.
Brannick.
You should play it on the speakers at 306. I think that's a good idea. Play our podcast.
Ooh,
on the speakers at 306.
With us swearing and Calvi saying, Bukti, Bukti, Bukti.
Not this specific episode. Maybe a more articulate episode.
Brannick devices suck. That episode?
That one. That's the next week's episode. That honestly might be the name of this week's episode now. Anyways,
Bukti branding devices.
BBB. Finally up from Fire Round. Was it? No, it was EEE Master, Highbrow Sneakers.
With Hello, Rav.
The essay submission for the EEE last week.
Oh, yeah.
He is also an Australian living in London.
No way.
What is going on? I don't get it. Crew, if anyone else is an Australian living in London, please hit us up. I want to start. I don't know if we're mistaking it and it's always the same person. And it's just
with
one
different IG account.
I don't know. Because there can't be this many. Is this a common thing? Please let us know. Either Highbrow or Kieran Knightley.
Kieran Knightley, yeah.
That's the two. We'll start our list
they
now.
They might be cousins.
Maybe they're brothers.
Cousin.
I feel like they should have told us. Anyways, I want to do a new segment. You guys should feel honored to be here for our new, very brief, quick segment that we're going to start doing. So I was listening to Sports Talk Radio because I'm also old. And they did a segment on it just called Thumbs Up, Thumbs Down. So without any context with your answer, no reasoning, anything, literally just you have to actually say it because no one can see if you're doing
the
motions. Yeah. We're not the sneaker podcast. Sorry, we're not fancy. We don't record it on YouTube.
Check the story to see what we answer.
So without any context, you can't give an explanation, anything. Just thumbs up, thumbs down. We'll go around the table. How do you feel about couples matching sneakers?
Thumbs up.
Your thumbs up?
Thumbs up.
I'm thumbs down. And that's it.
You're a buck tee.
Next segment. Oh, wait a second. For everyone to collect themselves. It's like that's a new joke, and you guys just heard it.
We just got the definition.
Next up, another relatively new segment, NSR. We talk about sneakers a lot, so in this weekly segment, we're going to take 30 seconds out of the show to discuss something completely irrelevant to the world of sneakers. This week's topic is coming from Calby. Just kidding. Alvin. You panicked a little bit there. Alvin, what do you have for us?
So today, Calby learned a new word.
Mm-hmm.
Calby, what's the definition of a buck tee?
That's the NSR. Okay, go ahead. You have 30 seconds.
I actually don't know. Bucket.
No.
Bucket, buck tee.
No.
Ratchet.
No, still no.
You know the definition?
Yeah.
Kick it.
Kick what?
The definition. Oh. Dog? What do you think?
Kick the bucket?
Stop being a buck tee.
A buck tee is like a homeless person or like a crackhead on the street, like one of those like just
not that funny anymore.
Grimy looking people. Like the people you see on Six Buzz, I'm sure that's where you got it from. Those are buck tees, but I just want to get off this. The buzzer's gone and we're on to the next. So promos. The only thing that we have to promote that is upcoming is Shoe Haul. I guess I should have done that. We've done too many sound effects this week. We're at it. I think my free trial of the website ran out with all the sounds we made. So Shoe Haul is officially coming July 27th. That's all you're going to get for now. You're going to get July 27th, and the promo poster shows our logo, NetMag's logo, and Exclusity's logo. Take it how you will. In the next couple of weeks, we'll kind of expand on it and give you guys more information. But save the date, please. I expect Calby to be here. I know Chris will be here. He's just going to stay until July now. Apparently, he was here last week, too.
Yeah.
I think he just lives here. He's moving in with
Mike
D.
Yeah. Secret job.
That's it. Shoe Haul, July 27th. Be there.
That's your sneaker event, right?
Yeah.
Did I say too much?
No, that's it. Yeah.
Sneaker event.
No, yeah, that's it.
Yours.
Yeah. Ours, yeah.
It's Shoe Haul Dos by Canada Tool.
Yeah.
Dos.
I knew the answer.
The second one? Or
Shoe Haul Squared?
Squared. I guess it's technically squared. Anyways.
Were you like laughing because you thought that I didn't know?
Yeah.
No. Because
you were like questioning it.
I'm questioning it, but it's also like a setup.
It was like a leading question.
We answered it, you know, let the people know.
He's a pro.
I got you.
He's a pro.
Thanks, man. Yeah. Good looks. Shoe Haul is our sneaker event. Okay. So now our main discussion, sort of, 21 questions. So it's kind of your own personal fire round for each of you. Calby, get nice and cozy with that mic. You got some questions coming your way.
I have no snare in my headphones.
Good, because you can just listen to my voice. So, got to be quick. not too quick. I want to hear what you're saying. There's no buzzer. Don't worry. There is no right answers, but you will fail. Calby, question number one, air or boost?
Air.
Number two, favorite silhouette?
GLA 3.
Number three, crew socks or no shows?
No show, definitely. Ooh.
Number four, pineapple on pizza?
No.
Number five, what? Get out. Number five, Prep Protect or Jason Mark?
Jason Mark.
Number six, original boxes or drop fronts?
Original.
Number seven, what's further east, Queen and Spadina or Young and Dundas?
Young and Dundas.
Correct. Number eight, laces tied in a bow or untied and loose?
Untied and loose.
Favorite sneaker store?
Lexington Avenue.
I thought you were going to say ODTO. I was getting it ready. Jordan 1s or Jordan 3s?
Jordan 3.
Number 11, favorite color on a shoe?
Black.
Number, ooh, boring. Number 12, favorite pattern on a shoe?
Pattern?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like elephant.
Black leather.
Like elephant, cement, patterns.
Galaxy, animal print. Do you want me to keep going?
Animal print is not a pattern.
What is it?
It's a print.
Which is a pat, anyways.
If it's in a pattern.
Next up. How many syllables was in pattern you just said? Pattern?
Pattern.
This is turning into not a fire round. Number 13. What is the foot measuring device called?
Brinkton's, whatever you say.
See, I knew you weren't paying attention.
It sucks. That's what I took from your last. It sucks. I blocked it out of my mind.
Number 15. Favorite pair to beat?
Black Cement 3.
What pairs are sitting at your front door right now?
None. Roche runs, actually.
Okay. Whoa. What's heavier, a ton of bricks or a ton of feathers?
They weigh the same.
Nice. What's worse, a stain or a crease?
Stain.
Spell Young Street.
Y-O-N-G-E space S-T-R-E-E-D. Yes, go.
Would you rather have your number one grail or three other pairs from your top 10?
Three other pairs.
Which three pairs would those be? That's not a question. It's a follow-up, I guess.
Man, I don't even...
What's your number one?
Right now, number one on my list is Salmon Toes. They're OGs.
The first one.
Yeah. So I'd probably
say... wood box?
Those joints.
What are you pointing at?
Total Eclipse okay. Running 5 Gel-like 3s. The Leatherback Running 5 Gel-like 3s. Mm-hmm. And number three would probably be... Let's go with like a band Jordan 1.
Ooh. Just because you just saw them. And you're...
yeah.
Number 21, favorite podcast?
Joe Budden Podcast. Suckers. Buckties.
All right. He's done now. We can turn his mic off and it's time for Chris. Chris, your turn. Similar questions, but not the exact same. Ooh, are you ready?
Black.
Chris, number one, air or boost?
Air.
Number two, favorite right silhouette?
Jordan 1.
Number three, crew socks or no shows?
Right now, crew socks.
Number four, do you plug your nose when you jump in the pool?
I do not plug it. Oh, no, no nose.
What?
No I don't nose. Plug the nose.
Okay.
Plugs his ears.
I don't have a nose. That was nosist. I'm sorry. Number five, Crep Protect or Jason Mark?
Crep Protect.
Sponsored by. Number six, original boxes or drop fronts?
Original boxes.
Number seven, what's further west, Guelph or Milton?
Ooh. Milton.
False.
Almost.
No, it depends where you're standing, man.
No, it doesn't.
That's a deck coming up.
No, it doesn't.
If he's standing past Milton.
Yeah.
It's still further west. I didn't say further west from you.
What if I'm in Japan?
West is west. This
podcast but I'm facing
is,
south.
This podcast is off the rails right now. I didn't say further left. Laces tied in a bow or untied or loose?
Tied.
Favorite sneaker store?
OD Toronto. How about that? Where's my sound effect? Yeah. Delayed.
Not that quick, man.
Delayed.
Jordan 1s or Jordan 3s? I guess you Jordan 1s. That. Yeah. Favorite color on a shoe?
Black.
Favorite pattern on a shoe?
There's a lot of them.
How about elephant print?
Elephant. Okay, that's an answer. Thank you for the answer. Yeah.
Black elephant print.
What's the square root of 25?
A 5.
Correct. Is Kawhi staying?
Kawhi is staying with a new condo, new free condo. New free condo. Penthouse.
So it shall be written.
All the food.
Kawhi and dine.
And some free Ubers.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Yeah.
What pairs are sitting at your front door?
Currently, it's black cement 3, bread 1, and right before I left for this trip, it was a Jordan 5.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cool Roche runs over there, Calby.
Yeah, you should see him.
What's worse, a stain or a crease?
Crease, because I can wash the stain out with one of my favorite cleaning products, Crep Protect. This is not a paid advertisement by Crep Protect.
Can chickens fly?
If I throw them hard enough, yeah. Right into the fried chicken store, right?
Right into Dirty Bird. This question was brought to you by... Chickens can, in fact, fly, just not very far, for anyone who cares about that question. Favorite pair to beat?
Jordan 1.
Spell I-cup.
I-C-U-P.
Ew! Would you rather have your number one grail or three pairs from your top 10?
Three pairs from my top 10.
Which three pairs would those be? Do you have any in mind?
Silhouettes or any colorway? Like specific?
Specific pairs.
So, bread one.
But you have those already.
Yeah.
You would just
but
get
they're
more.
In my top 10.
Oh, okay. Right. I meant pairs you didn't have.
Oh.
Like if I could give you right now your number one grail.
So, number one grail is frag one. But so I wouldn't get that and I would have to pick three more.
Three other ones you don't have, yeah. Or your number one if you want those.
You want okay, I'll take frag one.
I'll take your frags.
How's that?
Favorite podcast?
Today, True to Size Podcast.
Wow.
Brought to you by
the Sneaker Podcast.
Paid for by the Sneaker Podcast. All right, so let's briefly, because it's almost 9:30 and it's probably almost halftime in the game, and let's be real, we don't care about what Calby has to say. So
so aggressive, man.
He's
what's
been coming
up?
At me the whole podcast. I am sick of it.
I didn't even know you were going to ask me anything.
You thought you were just here to sit down? So really quickly, not really quickly, it's never really quickly. We just want to know, I want to know, and I know that these guys want to know too, what it's like. I put living outside of a metropolitan area, but that's not fair at all, obviously, because Montreal and Calgary are both quite metropolitan and large. But what's it like being a sneakerhead and living outside of Toronto? Because it's definitely a very different experience than we have here.
Sure.
Sure. Okay. So, Chris, why don't you give us a snapshot, just a brief little summary, if you will, of what it's like what the sneaker scene is like in your city. Like, what are the people into? How's the culture? That kind of thing. A little brief 1 minute synopsis, if
okay.
you will.
So we have a lot of people that are into hype sneakers. So when I mean hype, I don't mean it in a derogatory way. It's just like the most popular sneakers out there. So I'm very much into hype sneakers as well. So we do get a fair amount of hot drops because we have like a variety of stores that do have really good accounts.
What stores are those?
There's Off the Hook. They get more of like the runner type, like sneaker that like they'll get like good good shoes, shoe drops every now and then. We have Essence, Montreal, right? They get a lot of hype stuff.
A lot.
And then we have like a resell shop. I categorize it as a resell shop. It is just sell hype stuff, right?
Okay.
Called Central.MTL.
I think
Central
you
Montreal.
Me them, I believe. Yeah? Yeah.
It's pretty cool. I think it's kind of the same concept as OD Toronto, but not
the same scale.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
But they do a really good job of carrying a lot of stock, and they're open to trading. So even if you don't have cash, you could bring in your hype sneakers and trade them for something that you do want.
As long as they're winning, I'm sure they don't care at the end.
Yeah, right? And they're fair. Whenever I've dealt with them, they've been fair.
Yep.
So you do have access to a lot of sneakers, but you do have to do a little bit of work, do a little bit of homework.
Okay.
And I think you'll be fine. And I myself do a lot of like online purchasing.
Mm-hmm.
So
is that just easier for Montreal? Is it just
So for the things like so we have a lot of people that are willing to put in effort for camping.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to dabble in that anymore. So yeah. I'll go the online route. Mm-hmm. And I've had some success. So it's I don't particularly like it when people are salty about not being able to get shoes because I'm doing it without any like extra help.
Yeah.
Right?
You just do your research and learn the best way. And
or I'll take a shot.
Yeah, exactly.
You
know,
if you don't take your shot, I don't want to hear you.
Mm-hmm. True story.
That's right.
So that's about it.
Can't score if you don't shoot, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it is mostly lineups out there? Like stores don't do raffles at all? Or is it a mix of both?
The store, so from experience, if a store is doing a raffle, most likely their numbers are lower.
Oh, they would only do it because in they don't want problems in the morning kind of
thing. Yeah. And it just looks better if you have a raffle.
For sure.
And let's say you have like 18 pairs, 12 pairs. It's better to do a raffle.
Yeah.
Than,
rather than accept the 60 people.
Exactly.
In the
because you will have that 50 people line up.
Yeah. It's like that, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. People will line up because, so we're not in a big, big town. So the amount of people that are willing to do the work, it's like you'll see the same faces all the time, but they'll come out.
Yeah,
yeah,
they show face often. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so it's a smaller community, but it's a very committed community.
So in the same way, you know who's going to be out there camping.
Yeah,
but also you can count your competition.
True.
Yeah. Huh? So you have a better chance.
So you know if they're getting 40 pairs, you're like, okay, I have a pretty good shot because these are the 30 people that usually go kind of thing.
You kind of know the lay of the land, and if like you don't get your pair, you know exactly where to go to get it.
Very true.
Aftermarket.
Yeah.
Too.
Nice, nice.
Yeah. It's not bad. Calby, what about you? What's it like over there in Calgary?
I'm actually fairly removed from the scene, to be completely honest.
Yeah.
It's very small. It's a young man's game.
Mm-hmm.
I can't really make moves in it at all. Like, we got like some real heads and everything like that, but I just, you know, I'm on the internet. Like, we got like the YYC Soldiers guys, Albert and those guys. Mm-hmm. They do a good job of like keeping the culture going.
Yeah.
Like, they got a show coming up. I would be there if I wasn't here.
Oh, it's right now?
Yeah, what's it's on the 25th.
Oh, it's this weekend. Yeah.
And, you know, and then we got like a couple boutiques and stuff. We got Less One 7 and stuff like that. But we don't get the stock as everybody else. So, you know, I'm either online or I'm at Lexington Ave or whatever.
Is it just Less One 7? Is that the only real substantial sneaker boutique?
I mean, somebody might get mad at me for saying it, but I would say so. Yeah, like we got... Like, I guess, no, man, that's about it.
That's it? And there's a Foot Locker. Is there a House of Hoops?
There's a House of Hoops,
yeah. Okay. But like, even still, you know, like, they would get probably minimal stock, right?
Yeah, and like, you know, we got an Adidas, like, it's a Adidas Sports, not Adidas Originals, but they've got some stuff lately, like Yeezys and stuff like that, showing up there at Cross Iron Mills. But, yeah, we don't get enough stock, so I let the young boys go run around and grab all those stuff. I just try online.
I was going to say, do you think the stock fits the size of the community? Like, is it a smaller community? Is that why? Or do you think that you could support a bigger stock?
Well, I think...
Like, the store's getting it.
I think we could, like, because we had Group 7, was doing their thing for years, and they took Livestock's account, so the legend says... And they were doing their thing for quite a while, and they shut down for other reasons. It wasn't because nobody was buying their stuff. And so I think that was fine because Less One 7 and Group 7 were both doing their thing.
Mm.
And we got a resale market, you know what I mean, that like people are buying. There's another resale shop just opened. I don't know the name of it, but
they just opened up there. So you have more resale shops than stores that actually sell in the retail.
Like, for we have tons of Foot Lockers, but we don't have more than one House of Hoops, and we don't have too many boutiques or anything like that.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So do you think most people are getting it online, or is it like...
I don't know. Like, I know that, like, I wasn't in the store, but I heard a lady working at another store ask a couple guys the other weekend when the Bread or Black Cement 4s, whatever you want to call them, came out. She was asking them, like, what's up with the big line that was upstairs? And they're telling her, like, oh, the sneaker released. And
So there was a line. Like,
there was a big line. Yeah. I went up there after to check for a buddy because he asked me to. And they said they had like two pairs of 13s left and that's all they had.
It's pretty typical. So, that's good. That's at least they're selling out, right?
Yeah.
So this is just out of curiosity. Like, what is either your perception or their perception of the community, if you would know, of Toronto, like of the Toronto sneaker scene, of the Toronto stores, of like the fact that Toronto does get so much more stock or so much more love from brands? Like, is there a negative perception? Is there any perception at all? Do people notice it? Is it a thing? Like, because if obviously it's different, but for us in Toronto, we're looking at the States because that's our next step up is the States. And we're like, fuck, they get everything. Fuck, we don't have sneakers. But there's you guys who are like, fuck, you guys have like 8 boutiques. We have 1. Like, we're wishing for sneakers and you're just wishing for more stores in the city. Like, is there a perception at all of Toronto from your guys' cities?
For me, it's definitely like, you know, like that box there. Like, we're on the outside of the glass box looking in. But and it might be like negative to the point that we feel negative that we're not getting it, but it's not negative against Toronto. Like,
it's just
obviously
negative.
You can see there's a bajillion people here and the scene like thrives here. So it's not like we could say, you know, fuck Toronto.
Yeah.
Like, because you guys, you buy the shoes, you earned it, you got the culture, you got the stores, like everything works out. But from us, it's just like, damn, you know what I mean? Like, give us a bit more. Like,
Yeah. And what about Montreal, Chris? Because it is a little bit of a larger city, I'm pretty sure, than Calgary, right?
Yeah.
And there's definitely a pretty thriving sneaker scene out there. Like, it's pretty rich. We've been out there a couple times, and it's pretty dope out there. Yeah.
But you can see, like, a clear difference between, like, the size of the community in Toronto versus Montreal. So just as an example, SneakerCon Montreal versus SneakerCon Toronto, you guys had like a line
to get in,
going outside the convention center, going around the block.
Mm-hmm.
While in Montreal, we had a lineup before they opened the doors. But once they opened the doors and everyone got in,
that was everyone.
That was it.
For
and
the day.
You could just walk back in if you wanted to buy a ticket, walk straight in. And just that, for me, it explains why a lot of stores or a lot of brands will focus more on Toronto, right? Because you'll make more money there. But from, like, say, a personal view, I can see how some people might feel like we're slighted, where we don't get that many units compared to you guys actually have a Jordan store.
Yeah.
We don't even have a Nike store, right? Like, we have Nike outlets, but no actual store.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. But if you, on the flip side, you could say, well, it's only 5 hours away, right? If I need it, I can actually get to it.
It's about the same distance to New York City for you guys, though, isn't it?
Like, yeah.
Approximately. I'd rather go there, to be honest. But I wouldn't be coming here.
You know, it's scarier than the United States.
No, honestly, it's like, I agree. Like, when I was there in the summer for, and the Nigel Sylvester's dropped, like that early drop, the shock drop they did, like the day after.
Yeah.
I really considered it, but I was like, honestly, I'm terrified.
I don't know the market. I don't know the type of
like,
people.
I feel like I would show up and just get punched in the face. Like, I would do something wrong or do something that we do up here that they don't do down there or whatever.
Like, oh, you're from Toronto?
Something. Yeah, smile. Yeah, be friendly. Say I'm sorry about something. Like, they would just absolutely lose it.
Yeah.
Did you call me a buck tee?
They wouldn't know what the hell that is. That's not English. So, so do you think that, I don't want to say the word deserve, it's the wrong word. Do you think that you guys have earned more stock, or do you think that, I mean, you already said you think it could thrive just based on sheer numbers, but do you think it's worth it? Do you think that you've earned it? Because I think Calby said, like, you guys have put in the work, quote unquote, like the community's been here, I think, longer and it's grown larger because it's just time, like literally it just took a long time. But do you think that, like, your cities have earned it or deserve it, or I don't want to say are worth it. Like, I don't want to talk down. Like, I feel like I'm like shit talking, but do you think that brands should be giving you guys more love, or do you kind of just get it?
I think if we got the units, they'd sell.
Yeah.
So that's basically how I would put it. Like,
yeah,
if they gave it to us, they'll sell. If they don't, then we'll have to go buy it somewhere else.
Yeah, because the units will sell anywhere. That's the problem. Like, so, it's, of course, like, especially now in the Stock X era, like, the units would sell. Fuck, they could give literally every single pair of Travis Scott's in the world to Calgary, and they would all sell. But do you think that the culture or the market itself is large enough, not in the sense that the units would sell, but that the culture would be rich enough that they should saturate it more so it'll affect it in other ways. Like, people will be going into Foot Locker more often for whatever other stuff because the culture is that rich that people are buying more GRs. They're going into the boutiques and looking at other stuff that's not hyped, or they're scouring the outlets for older pairs. Like, do you think that it's in that sense rich enough or diverse enough or deep enough, I guess you could say, to warrant love? Not on the same level as Toronto, just because population-wise we're huge, but more than you have now.
I'd be the wrong person to answer. I'm too far removed from the scene, to be honest. Like,
yeah.
I don't even pay attention, man.
I would like, just really because don't. Just based on the fact you guys are having, I think it's the fifth year, they said, for the YYC Soul Swap. Is that what it's called? Something like that. Yeah. YYC, yeah. Sneaker Swap. Yeah.
Sneaker Swap.
Something like that. Yeah, Sneaker Swap. Yeah. Sorry, Albert. But yeah, like, just based on the fact that you guys are having a fifth one now, like, it's clearly been around for, 5 years is a long time, and their people are clearly going because it's still able to support itself. So there's definitely a culture there. I'm very curious. I've never actually seen video or pictures from the inside, like, to see how many people actually show up, but that would be.
Well, how about this? So brands, sorry, bro.
I was just going to say, like, the space isn't like gigantic.
Yeah.
But it's a good space. Like, it's one of the places that you'd, like, you know, if you're having some kind of dance or something, you'd want it there as well. And, you know, it's got traffic all day long. Like, so, I mean, for what it is, I think every time they put on a show, it ends up
well,
being
right?
What you think it's going to be. And it's well enough for them to do it again.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. So it's got to be some sort of rich enough culture for that.
Yeah. Like, I think they do their thing. Every time I've gone, I've never been like, yo, that sucked. Like,
do people come in from out of town? Is it like a sneaker con vibe? Obviously not to the same scale, but do people drive in from an hour out? Do people drive in from Edmonton?
Yeah, from Edmonton they come in sometimes. Like, I met some dudes from Edmonton. Falsey Customs up in Red Deer, he comes down like quite often.
I don't even know where that is. I know it's in
Alberta. About an hour and a half away.
Oh, it sounds
it's
a lot
right
further.
In the middle. It's basically right in the middle of Edmonton and Calgary.
For some reason, it sounds very far.
Yeah, no.
I don't, just because of the name is an animal.
Red Deer is the spot where you stop on your way to Edmonton from Calgary.
Ooh, I'm sure that's a, they don't want that label. They're just a pit stop.
I mean.
They're like, come on by.
No, I mean. You can stay if you want.
Name a Red Deer sneaker boutique. Like, you won't be able to.
Red Deer Sneakers.
I bet you.
Which are fries.
RD Sneakers, yeah.
RD Sneakers. Whatever.
Let me ask you this.
Please.
So,
please
you mentioned how units will sell wherever they are. Like, so for a hot sneaker, they'll sell whether you sell them in Toronto, in Montreal, in Calgary, in any other town in Canada.
Yes.
So they're guaranteed that money, right?
Yeah, it's not about the money for sure.
So it's not about the money. What is the type of return that a brand or a store would get? I think these days it's the feedback that they get from the consumer or the sneakerhead.
Yeah.
So what kind of after effect that selling
like a
sneaker
ripple.
To you would be compared to selling a sneaker to a guy that lives not in Toronto,
in
right?
Montreal.
So how much work do you guys do after you've received the sneaker to showcase that, hey, we got this sneaker?
Mm-hmm.
And I think if a brand wants to take a chance in another city, they could, and then they might get a different type of feedback, a different flavor of feedback from a city that's not Toronto.
I agree.
So I'm not saying that we deserve it, but they could look into it and see if they discover something else.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I mean, I know Calby's a dope sneaker shooter and he's in Calgary.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying if you give this man 10 pairs of sneakers, he's going to take 10 photos that are like, and 10 out of 10, you're going to be like, that's a dope shot.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And the after effects of him owning a sneaker versus a random Toronto guy that may or may not.
Joe Blow Buck Tee.
Yeah. That's where you get your value from. So in that sense, I think, some spots deserve a chance at least. Yeah. If you take a chance and then
it doesn't work out.
Yeah. Then you shut the door.
Yeah. But do you think that would piss people off even more? Them sending for 2 months, you guys get a bunch of hype releases, and then all of a sudden 2 months later, they just stop. I feel like that would piss a lot of people off.
Yeah, but then also But like, I don't know. I look at it in a different way. Like, what did you do with it?
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
If you just gave them money and you think you deserve the shoe because you gave them money.
Yeah.
I got a different story to tell you, you know?
Yeah.
There was a time like before the first like recession hit, that Calgary had like a good foot, a livestock, a group seven.
Yeah. You guys were like, yeah,
a rumors. Like we had about five or six boutiques at that time. And then the recession hit and everybody left and nobody came back. So there was a time when they could have come back and like we could have tried to build this more, but they didn't come back. So everybody just kept going to the group sevens or the less 1-7. You know what I mean? So that could add to it too, that people saw that happen there. Like we were thriving for a minute there and then the recession hit and it wasn't our fault, like the sneakerheads' fault, that these companies had to shut down and then they didn't come back. So the brands could also be like, well, you know, you look, they had five boutiques. Now they only have one. So let's not send that shit over there to
blame you guys for something that wasn't even your fault. Yeah.
I mean, that could be it too. And not even like blaming, but just being like, you know, nobody else went back there. Maybe the scene is not there anymore.
Mm, yeah.
Send these to Group 7 and, or send these to House of Hoops and Less 1-7 and let's call it a day.
Yeah.
Because they're selling there and nobody else has opened anything else.
I mean, just based on how much Toronto has grown in the 10 years that we've been doing this, 10-ish plus years that we've been doing this whole Canada Got Soul, Sneaker Misfits, whatever you want to call this, whatever we do, it's been like incredible, like exponential, like unreal. Like how have you guys seen it grow in your cities? Because we've all been doing this for a long time. Like you said, you became a sneakerhead in 1997.
Oh, I had more shoes, and I think that's when I was cemented as a sneakerhead. Man. Like I had a rotation before I ever got those shoes.
That's how you know you're old. But like, how have you guys seen it grow? How has it changed? Because it's been crazy to watch it here, especially because we've been so involved. We've seen it go from like one store gets it to we have like eight boutiques, and they all get 500 pairs, and it's like everyone eats, and it's just like Toronto's on fire. How has it grown for you guys? Have you seen growth? Has it plateaued? Like, how has it been?
Well, I think Montreal did have a peak at a certain point. Like, we got a lot of boutiques and those boutiques were getting all the hot drops, and eventually it tapered off, especially when, they hopped online. So when they added the online aspect to it, then it was like, well, now you're opening it up to everyone else as well.
Yeah.
So then I think a lot of the people from Montreal had to focus online. And if you're going online, you might as well buy from anywhere. Shop. Yeah, actually, it's, you know, if we buy from a Livestock or a Haven or a Normal, we don't get charged the same tax.
Oh.
So it's actually better for us to go outside of the city, outside of our province.
Yeah.
And at that point, you're like, well, I hardly go into the boutiques anymore.
Yeah.
Right? Because my hunt is online.
That's definitely the future, like 100%.
Yeah. But then, yeah, you lose your community,
culture, everything. Yeah, because you're not interacting. You're not.
You don't
out
see
there
the same people anymore. Yeah. Exactly.
Like you said, I'm assuming those 30 people who are lining up for shit have their a crazy thriving. Like they probably all know each other. They're all. I don't know. Say they're friends, but they all.
They're resell.
They have them. Yeah, there's a mini culture, like a mini little city they have there with those 30, 40 people. But yeah, I think we have that because we grew up or grew larger in that kind of state. Mm-hmm. Like we had raffles are still relatively new for us. It's probably only been like 3 years. So lining up or going to sneaker expos to see different stuff that you wouldn't see in Toronto and just growing it that way, like organically from the streets, definitely really helped Toronto get where it is. And I can see what you mean because Essence is mostly online now, like for sure.
Well, no. Well, they do the drops on local drops, and
okay, they
every
do
now
do
and then people
drops,
show up.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. They do the first come first serves, so they do that a lot. Then they'll do some online stuff, and I don't know. I don't want it to sound like it's a 100% bad thing.
No, for sure.
Because going online is also the reason why I'm sitting here with you guys.
Yeah,
and why Cal, I decided to come to Toronto just to see Cal.
We all know each other because of, well, I guess maybe not us, but yeah, we all know Calby.
Yeah.
There in the boonies. Because
like, how the heck would we have found him in Calgary?
Auntie Buck T.
Auntie?
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 Auntie.
Auntie.
Like,
again. A-N-T-I.
Okay.
Dash. Anti.
Anti. Anti-Bucktie.
I say auntie.
Yeah, auntie.
Your accent came
sounds up. Like you're calling somebody your aunt Bucktie.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
It sounds rude, to be honest. it's offensive.
Yeah.
How about you, Calby? Because the culture is, I don't want to say it's more behind, but it's definitely taken, it's a couple steps back from, I guess, Toronto, Montreal, the bigger cities, because Calgary is a smaller space. I'm doing my best not to like bash Calgary because I do like it's just the community isn't as flourished and big as here. Like, it's not meant to be a bad thing. But like, has it grown? Have you seen growth? Has it kind of just stayed the same since you've been in it? Or
yeah, well, we're talking about 10 years, right? You said?
Yeah, we'll do 10 years. Yeah. 2009.
Well, before that, you can walk into anywhere and get anything you want. Like, when the Cool Grey 11s dropped, not the last one, but the one, whatever, 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
They sat for months.
And months.
Like, at least a month for sure, 100% sat. So that's how Calgary was, that you walked in there and you bought whatever you want whenever you wanted to buy it.
That's crazy.
And then in 2011, when the Concords dropped, that was 2011.
Yep.
That was the first time ever that I showed up to the store like an hour and a half early, and I was like 4 hours too late. There was a huge line, and I walked in there and I was like, what the fuck? Like, I had never seen that before in my life.
Yeah.
And so that's when everything changed. That's when, like, if I wanted a pair of Jordans, I was getting up to go get them. Like, and I was camping. Like, as soon as that happened, like, there was dudes in line that I had known from like junior high that saw me and they're like, yo, what are you doing here? Like, yo, what's up? They're like, you're fucking late, bro. Like, there's nothing left.
Calby showed up 15 minutes before the store opened.
Yeah, like
still drunk. No,
I was like an hour early, like thinking I was going to be the only one there.
That's the worst feeling when you think you're the first, but you're last. Yeah.
So that's the change I saw, that like it was noticeable that everybody, okay, now we got to line up. Like, these shits used to sit like literally you could wait for a paycheck or two and save half this paycheck, half next paycheck and go get your shoes.
Yeah, I've never known it to be like that here. So, yeah, I mean, I think we said it last week, like Concord's was definitely a tipping point. I think we all three said the same thing. Like that was exactly when we noticed like a huge shift in the sneaker culture. So it's really interesting to know that it was not just here. Like, it was literally exactly everywhere.
I remember that blew my mind. Like, it literally, I thought I was walking in there to be the first person there, and I was the last. Like, dude came out with the number thing, and he's like, I got a size 14 and a half left.
And you were like, I'll take it.
Bought.
No, and I was like, no, I don't. And then I saw my homies there. He's like, yo, yeah, man, I got the 13. He rocks like a 9.5, and I'm like, all
right,
super
amped about it.
Cool.
So I guess just kind of to round it out, do you see a direction that you're – specific sneaker culture is heading into? Like you said, Montreal is a lot of hype, like trendy, I guess you could say, stuff, and yours
I would say it's the same kind of too. Like, I don't know for sure, but I know like when Boost came out, it was gone everywhere, no matter what it was, like any Ultra Boost, like even Candy, like, you know, the NMDs, like everything was gone instantly. Now it's like sitting there. So, and I know that's like in a lot of cities that's how it's going. So I think we're kind of just basically on trend with the hype and stuff like that. Like, basically what you guys are doing, we're probably doing the same thing, just not on as large of a scale.
So you think that, just I guess really quickly, do you think that the trends from Calgary are coming from Toronto, or do you think it's coming from somewhere else?
I kind of think it's just coming from the internet, man. Because I think Toronto's trends globally are probably similar to New York's and LA and stuff like that. So I think it's just, everybody's on the internet, everybody's looking at the same things, they're following the same trends that everybody's seeing.
Yeah. And Chris, what do you think? Where do you think the Montreal, bonjour to everybody in Montreal, is where do you think it's going? Where is it headed?
In terms of like
anything. Trends, do you think it's on the right trajectory culture wise, I guess? Not necessarily fashion wise, but like trajectory. Do you think it has the capability to get to the level of where Toronto has gotten to? Do you think it has the right people? Do you think it has the right tools, even? Like you said, a lot of stores move to online. Like, I definitely could see why that would hurt the culture.
But then also, like, our boutiques stay strong, like Off the Hook and Essence. They show up well for Montreal. I mean, they bring in the big accounts. They bring in, like, Virgil has an office at Essence, right?
That's sick. Yeah.
So there's that. And I mean, so I love hype stuff, like hypey stuff. So whatever. They're bringing in that culture and they're bringing in like the hot drop. So I'm happy.
Yeah.
I think it's cool. I think it's the way to go, because if you don't create excitement for like this culture, then people are just going to let it like sleep, you know?
It's going to get boring.
Yeah. And not even if you're not into it, it's good that like the sport stays
alive. Something is thriving. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, there's a heartbeat.
And like just out of the blue, like we discovered like, oh, we have a skate shop in our neck of the woods that have the SB, right? The AJ1 SB. And but all of a sudden now the whole city knows about this shop right now. So it's cool.
It's good. Yeah. I mean, in that sense, it's crazy. And yeah, releases will do that.
Yeah. And just, yeah. Shout out to Spin Skate Shop, Skate Park.
Sponsored by. thank you guys once again, even though you had no choice because you're staying at Alvin's house and he said, we're going to the podcast.
When he said we're going to record you guys, I thought about something else.
that's after dark. True to size after dark, baby. Thank you once again for you guys for coming. To everyone who has supported and or been a part of this podcast, wherever you're taking in the episode, please leave a comment, review, follow, and or subscribe. We've got a Facebook group that we like to use. Sell stuff and connect with you guys. That is facebook.com/groups/cgs.talk. We've got our website for reviews, recaps, stories, and much, 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 much more. That is canadagotsoul.ca. If you have any questions or suggestions for any of our segments, like the Soul Poll, Sneaker Heading for Dummies, the Fire Round, or I guess Thumbs Up, Thumbs Down now, shoot us a DM or email us at canadagotsoul@gmail.com. And of course, do not forget to use the hashtag CanadaGotSoul on Instagram for a feature. I have been Lawrence Hopkins. You could find me at LDoggyStyles on Instagram. Woof.
I'm Joel Hernandez. You can find me at Joe Dooney, JO_D3ONEY.
My name is Alvin Quincy, and you can find me at MISTERQ and then Mart.
Our good friend from Calgary. Where can they find you?
You can unfollow me at Just Calby.
Just Calby. It's Just Calby. Christopher Chu, where can they find you?
At Just Calby. Follow me.
That's cute. You guys share an Instagram like you're married. That's
yeah, kind of nice.
A couple.
I got to keep a tight eye on this guy. He's hot commodity.
We all
in Red Deer.
We all in Red Deer. He's gonna be the owner of Red Deer sneakers.
Yo, Red Deer's got a killer donut shop. Let me just say that for sure. I don't know what it's called though.
You noticed when you were stopping in to drive to Edmonton? Right?
I think it's Tim Hortons.
Thank you for listening to us talk about sneakers for 62 episodes. And please remember to rock your kicks. This has been True to Size. We are CGS and we are out. Peace.
Rocky.
Is it recording?
Yeah. Yep. Turn me up. Turn me up.
Sup, slut, please. Get on these nuts, please. You're a buck, tee.
You're a buck.
You're a buck.
This should just be our new intro music, to be honest. This is pretty good.
I still don't have a snare.